Hi, my name is Gordon Sinclair. My handle on the IRC is Thistleweb. This HPR episode is on the wonders of the keypad and the numlock function. Many people have no need for a numlock, they don't use the keypad. For them, well, I mean, this HPR's probably just, it's not much use to them, really. But that's fine. There's other people who use, at any time they go to enter an account number, a phone number, something like that, their hand automatically goes to the keypad. Yeah, I am one of them. I don't know when I started doing it, I just remember I've always seemed to have done that. So I expect that I only need to press the numlock key once after I install a distro or after I install an operating system, regardless of what it is, and then every time I reboot, it remembers. Windows does that, GNOME does that, KDE does that. I've not used Apple, I presume Apple does that as well. But some distributions and some environments don't do that. Now, that before I found out about NumLockX, that was a deal breaker for me. I do remember in the past trying installing a couple of distributions. And I would go to type a number in, look at the screen, there's nothing. It's like, all right, okay, numlock, I forgot to put that on. Switch it on, the light's on, and that's everything's fine. And then I would go to enter a number again, and nothing. And then it would occur to me, oh, that's right, I rebooted, didn't I? I did updates and the new kernel or whatever, and I rebooted. And the numlock didn't remember. And that's really frustrating. If you don't know how to fix that really is a deal breaker. And you just think, well, it's a great distribution. Other than that one little flaw, it's not really a flaw, but I mean that's the way it comes across. It's a fault, it's a flaw. And that has been a deal breaker for me in the past. I've decided now I cannot live with this distribution. I need that function. And I've wiped it and put something else on. Now, that was before I found out about NumLockX. NumLockX is already installed and configured in GNOME and KDE and several other distributions and environments. If you're using one that doesn't have it, well, you can add it and it adds that function in. So NumLockX is usually, I would expect you would find it in every repo. It's an old MIT app. It's one of these classic sort of Unix things of do one thing and do one thing well. NumLockX, all it does is it remembers the status of the numlock across reboots. That's all. There's nothing else to it. There's nothing fancy. So it should be in the repos. If it's not, you can find it at freshmeat.net/project/numlockx. But installing it is not in itself enough. You need to have it run when it boots in as well, when it boots up. Now, different environments have their own ways of doing that. I happen to be in Crunchbang, which is in OpenBox. It's using OpenBox. And the way to configure that is just add it to the autostart.sh file that OpenBox reads when you log in, which is a hidden file inside your home folder in /.config/openbox/autostart.sh. The syntax should be pretty obvious by reading the rest of the file. So it's just adding a couple of lines. I've got mine right at the bottom. one is just a comment. The hash space numlock x, and then below that is actually the command that it runs, is numlock x space ampersand, or and, if you want to put it like that. I'll put all this in the show notes anyway. So, but once that's there and it's saved, it should, or you've done whatever steps you need to do to get it to auto start in whatever environment you're using, IceWM or whatever. That way, when you have your numlock on and you reboot, it'll remember next time to switch it on when it logs in. So that's how to fix that little air quotes fault. It's not a fault. It's just something that wasn't included in that environment. So that's numlockx. The next part of this is actually it came from a blog post that I found only just a couple of days ago, and I'll put the link in as well. The blog is penguinpeets.com/b2evo/index.php. It's a B2 evolution blog. Now, I have found myself, not often, but occasionally, in someone's house, and they identify me as the IT guy, the guy that knows about computers. Well, I suppose it's sort of fair enough. I don't know anywhere near as much as I would like, but I'm not too bad. And I'm certainly miles above, above the people that are asking me. So I found myself on the odd occasion sitting at a computer trying to diagnose something. It's invariably it's Windows, and the mouse is so badly worn that it's you can't really use it. It's not really controlling the pointer very well. You're to pick it up and scroll, pick it up, scroll, pick it up, scroll, just to get the pointer to move a few centimetres at a time, or and no matter how much you try to clean it or whatever, the mouse just refuses to do what it should, and it's just really, really frustrating. And I kept thinking, if only I could do something to control the pointer with the keyboard. Well, this Penguin Pete's blog gave me a command that lets me do that, and that's what I'm about to share with you. I've not actually tried it on Windows yet. I presume it does work on Windows as the same, but in Linux it definitely works. The command is this: it's Control Alt Numlock, and that brings you in or out. It's Control Alt Numlock to switch your keypad into this mode. And then Control Alt Numlock to switch it back out of this mode again. Now, when you do your Control Alt Numlock, there'll be a beep. When you're leaving it or entering it, there'll be a beep to let you know that it's worked. Once you're in that mode, the way to control it is you'll notice on the keypad you've also got arrows on 2, 4, 6, and 8. And that's your up, down, left, right. 1, 3, 7 and 9 are diagonal, they work as well. 0 appears to be the right click. Enter on the keypad enters a menu, and backspace, which is not on the keypad, brings you back to the previous menu. Now that seems to be doesn't seem to be that perfect. I think it depends on what application you're trying to control. But at least being able to move the pointer over, to hover over something, you should be able to find a way to work with it. It's not you shouldn't really need this function very often, and it's different from keyboard shortcuts. Keyboard shortcuts take you straight to a function of a program. Control V or Control C. They give you a specific function. This doesn't. This lets you move the pointer with the keypad. That's really about it. Which is handy if you're working with a GUI and you don't know any shortcuts to work with it, but you somehow have to try and fix it, and all you've got is a GUI. So with these two tips, hopefully people who have not even noticed that side of their keyboard may want to switch their numlock on and start expanding their use of the keyboard. And for people who need these functions, well, there you have it. So anyway, before I start rambling, I'll call it a day at that. And thanks for listening. My name is Gordon Sinclair. My handle on the IRC is Thistleweb. If you want to contact me via email, it's thistle.webcast@googlemail.com. And until next time, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.